Hi, my name is Sam Williams, and welcome to part one of episode number 147 of my 60 music podcast, The Millennial Throwback Machine. So first of all, I'd like to welcome all you to part one of episode number 147 of my 60 music podcast, The Millennial Throwback Machine. I'm Sam Williams, and for those of you who are just now discovering this podcast, either on the Apple Podcast app, or in Stitcher, or in iHeartRadio, or in Google Play Music, or on Spotify, and you're wondering, so what the heck is, I'll just give you a brief description of what this show is all about. Okay, so I'm Sam Williams, and I'm a 25-year-old songwriter and a sauce producer, but I'm also a huge 60 music fan slash expert slash nerd, and each week with this podcast, I take one song by one artist in the 60s and put the show in two parts. First part of the show, talk about my opinion of the song and why I think it's so good or why I think it sucks, then do my own personal analysis on the arrangement of the song, which will include the chords, melody, and lyrics. And second part of the show, dig deep into the history behind that track. In that part of the show, talk about who wrote the song, who produced it, what studio the song was recorded at, who were the studio musicians of the song, whether it be the session musicians or the band members themselves, and the history behind the studio the song was recorded at, and the history behind the musicians that played on it, whether it be the studio musicians or the band members themselves, history behind the songwriters who wrote the song and produced it and and the history behind the label songs, at least how where that label is located at, and the peak position of the song that originally in the Billboard Hot 100 charts that first came out, and the year and month the song was released. All that is in the second part of the show. Now, before we move on to this week's episode of this podcast, I have one little reminder for you guys, and that is my show is next week. Yes, like I said before, I'm playing a show next week at the same place that I've played at a couple different times in the past couple years ago, like 3 years ago, actually. And this will be my first show back doing my own original music since 2018, so I'm very, very excited for this show. Because I haven't played in a very long time, and I know a lot, most musicians haven't, but this will be my first show back since 2018, so really, really excited for this one, so please do come out. I really, really, really would appreciate if you can do that, you know, because I'll be playing mostly new stuff, so a lot of songs I wrote during the pandemic, and also songs off my last release that I just put out recently, so it's going to be a really good time. My set time is at 9:30. There's a $10 cover, but it's next Tuesday on August 3rd, and the place is called Bar Lubitsch. It's in West Hollywood, and I really want you guys to come. I don't know when my next show is after this one, but we'll love to see you guys there. Moving on, let's get started in this week's song, shall we? Okay, so the song I'm doing this week has been on my list for a very, very long time. But for whatever reason, I just haven't had the opportunity to do it. You know, it's just been, I've just had a lot of other stuff to get through before I covered this song. But I'm glad I'm finally doing it this week because it is definitely one of my all-time favorite R&B songs from the 60s. And I know I've said this before on my podcast. I have a lot of songs from the 60s that are soul records I really, really like a lot, but this song really takes the cake. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, it's really, really good, and it's a song that, even though it's from the 60s, I feel like any sort of neo-soul artist today could cover it, and it could potentially blow up and become really, really big. That's how good this song is. And it's got this really, really beautiful chord progression, and it's got this stunning melody, and the arrangement is just gorgeous, and I love every aspect of this record, and it's really just, it's just so good. I mean, I love the whole, the lyrics of the song are really good, the chord changes are awesome, and I can't get enough of this record. I mean, I could listen to it millions and millions of times and probably never get tired of it. But I'm going to shut up now and get to it. All right. So this song came out in October 1966. It's by an artist named Aaron Neville. The name of the song is called Tell It Like It Is.
If you want something to play with, go and find yourself a toy. Baby, my time is too expensive. And I'm not.
Wow. Hot damn, this song is sexy as hell. Holy shit, man. Wow, this is probably one of the sexiest R&B songs I've ever heard in my entire life. Because it's just, whew, man, it's just so confident and so well made. And as per usual with this podcast, I'm going to talk about what makes this song so good, both musically and lyrically. But first, let's get into the song's music. Okay, so this song probably has some of the tastiest chord changes any R&B song from the 60s could have. And it's just so intelligent. And it's so, like, really, really juicy. I mean, it's just beautiful. I mean, they're so smooth, too. I mean, it's really, really just unbelievable how sophisticated this song is. Like, for example, like, the song opens up with a freaking diminished chord. I mean, it's just, that's just unbelievable. And I love in the song, right? The main section of the song, right? It kind of sounds like it sounds like a 2-5-1, but the fact that what's going on with that particular part of the song is that it's a 2-5-1, but then there's some extended chords being played with one note sort of descending down, each chord that is being played, and it creates this very sort of sophisticated chord progression where it goes from a major 7 down to a 9, and then it goes down to the 5, and then it transitions, you know, and then it basically goes, and then in the other way around, it goes from the 1 to the minor to the major 7, and then to a 6. And then it uses a super cool diminished passing chord to get you back into the minor 2 chord. And that diminished passing chord, once you hear it, it's just amazing. I love that part of the song so much because it's so sophisticated, and the band is just really, really good on this too. The piano player is playing the super cool waltz chord changes, because this song is in 6-8, and I've talked about this on my podcast before. Well, actually, I might have not, but this song might have sort of a different feel than a lot of the other songs I've talked about on my podcast, because it's not in 4-4 time. It's actually in 6-8. Now, if you don't know what 6-8 means, it's basically like it's a waltz time. So think about, like, people are dancing this specific dance called the waltz. Well, they usually dance in 6-8 time. So instead of one bar equaling 4 beats, instead you have 6 beats in a bar, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, instead of 1, 2, 3, 4. So it's a totally different time signature, but the 6-8, you know, time signature in the song is just unbelievable because it sounds so lush and so sophisticated, and it's just a great sort of relaxed, very sort of like sexy sort of time signature that the song is in. And of course, I love the bridge in the song. I guess you'd say it's more like a pre-chorus. This is definitely more like a pre-chorus, but when it kind of goes from the minor 3 to the minor 6, and then it kind of resolves on the 4 and the 5, and then it kind of goes it beautifully goes back into that diminished passing chord, which kind of leads into the chorus of the song, which is that again that descending thing where you hear, like, you know, G minor to C, but then you hear all those extra notes thrown in there, and you just hear that, and it just sounds so beautiful and so good. And Another thing I love about this song is the horn chart for it, because the horn chart is just to die for. I really, really love how relaxed the horns sound on this song. They sound very in tune with the arrangement of the song. They sound very not super punchy, not super loud, but just relaxed enough to be able to go with the groove of the song. And, you know, those whole notes, I mean, they're just, it's just unbelievable. And also, I love the cross-ticking, utilization of cross-ticking with the drums in the song, because that's really cool too. I love the cross-ticking that the drummer uses in the song, because that sounds really, really classy too. And yeah, I mean, the piano, that part sounds amazing. You know, the triplet piano part sound in the song, it just, I love that too. And really, you know, and also, you know, the guitar playing is super sexy too. When the guitar player does those whole notes, I mean, he really just, you know, he lets those chords ring out, and it sounds so cool. And I love that part of that song. It's a really, really good song. And, the chord changes are so classy and so sophisticated. And, you know, and also, you know, it's a really, really great song lyrically too. And I'm going to get to that right now. Okay. So the main thing I love about this song lyrically is just how confident the confidence that this person in the song has when he is projecting the lyrics in the song, and how he won't let this girl walk all over him, and how he is so in tune with what he wants and what he's looking for, and how he is not afraid to project that and communicate that to her. And you can tell right away when the song opens up, he's like, hey, if you want something to play with, go find yourself a toy, because my time is too expensive and I'm not your little boy. And there's something to be said about that, because he's basically telling the girl, look it, I'm, you know, you can't mess around with me. You can't play with my emotions. You can't lead me on, you know, because I'm, you know, my time is too valuable. It's too important for me. And, you know, and if you're going to, you know, if you're going to fuck around with me, then I won't stand for it. And, you know. And it's just a beautiful song, because he says, like, look, if you want me to love you, then I will. And basically the way he's saying that is, look, don't play around with my emotions. Don't, you know, play me like a fiddle. But, you know, if you want me to be your boyfriend, then I'm more than willing and able to do that. And there's something to be said about that, because that is such a great sort of stance, you know, and it's just... it's one of those songs that, it's a really, really good song, because it's so relatable, because, you know, and the way he sings the song, the stance that he has with these lyrics, it's a very confident sort of stance. Like, he knows exactly what he wants. He knows exactly what he doesn't want. And he's not afraid to communicate that to her and let her know that. And I love songs that are like that, because, you know, the guy is really, really confident. He's not going to be a pushover to her. And it's a really, and I love songs that, you know, are like that. And obviously, I mean, this guy probably gets laid a lot, because he's not afraid to, you know, let the girl know, hey, don't push me around. Don't like, you know, don't make me mad, or don't ruin my day, you know. And it's something that a lot of other guys don't necessarily have the courage to do that, because a lot of guys will just let girls walk all over them, and they don't really take a stance against them if they feel like, you know, the girl is doing something that they don't like or they don't appreciate. But he, on the other hand, is not someone that is like that at all. And look, even though Aaron Neville didn't write this song, you can tell that he kind of shares, even though he didn't write the song, you can kind of tell that he shares the feelings that he has about this woman that he is talking to come across really, really well. And, you know, he's not afraid to express that. And, you know, and look, I mean, you know, he didn't write this song, but it sounds a lot like he did, because it very much sounds like one of those songs that he wrote himself, even though he didn't. But it's just such a beautiful song. And one other thing I love about this song, and it's kind of a subtle thing that you probably didn't even notice until I pointed out to you, is the harmonies in this song. The harmonies when he sings the chorus, the hook of the song, I love those harmonies. They're really, really good sounding. And again, like this, and if you're listening to this song for the first time, you might fall in love with it just as much as I do, because you might be one of those guys that is someone like the guy in the song, who is very confident, who knows exactly what he wants and what he doesn't want. He isn't afraid to speak up for what he wants and what he doesn't want, and is willing to communicate that with her. And look, I mean, if you're a girl listening to this song, you might think the guy in the song is super sexy, because you're looking for a guy who's exactly like that. And you know, it's such a great song, and it's one of those songs that I look, because another thing you might not know about me from listening to this podcast is that I listen to oldies radio. I listen to a station on satellite radio called 60s on 6, and it's on Sirius XM radio, and they don't play this song very often. I mean, they play it every once in a while, and I frankly love it. You know, so, I mean, it's one that I wish I could hear more often on satellite radio, but they don't really play it. And to be honest with you, I really don't remember the first time I heard this song. I've known it for all of my life, but I just can't remember exactly the first time I heard this song. It may have been on Kareth 101, or it may have been on a different station, but it probably was on Kareth 101, because this was a pretty big hit back in the 60s. So I know they played most of the big hit songs back in the 60s, but you know, I've known this song for as long as I can remember. I just don't remember exactly when was the first time I heard it, but it's a really, really fantastic record, and it's a song that I can pretty much listen to over and over again and probably not get tired of it. And I can't wait to talk about the history behind the song next week. So that concludes part one of episode number 147 of my 60 Music Podcast, The Millennial Throwback Machine. I'm Sam Williams, and if you liked my analysis on this week's song and you never really heard it before, and you fell in love with this song, and you're a millennial, like, holy shit, this song's amazing. I love every single aspect of it. And you never heard the song before and you're around my age, then you can definitely email me at samltwilliaicloud.com. You can also reach out to me on Instagram at iHeartOldies and check out more of my own music at samwilliamsmusic.net, as well as the EP that just came out over Memorial Day weekend called Turquoise Apricot. I'd love it if you guys could go listen to that. There's a lot of really, really good songs in there that I'm proud of. I really, really like a lot. You know, some of my most favorite music that I've ever written, and I would really, really appreciate if you can go listen to that. You can do that, and you can also, if the music touched you in any sort of way whatsoever, and you'd like to let me know that, and you'd like to say, oh my God, Sam, I love your song so much, they're really, really good, you can do that by emailing me at samltwilliaicloud.com. You can also reach out to me on Instagram at iHeartOldies. And so please go do that. I would really, really appreciate that. And also you can check out the two recent interviews that I did recently, one with Honk Magazine and one with Shout Out LA. I would really, really appreciate it if you could read those, because you're going to learn a lot about me from reading those interviews I did recently, because they're really, really to reveal a whole lot about me as a person. And if you read those interviews or would like to meet me face to face and you're based in LA, I'd love to meet up with you. You can do that by emailing me at samltwilliamicloud.com. You can also reach out to me at Instagram at iHeartOldies, and we really, really appreciate it if you could definitely read those interviews and let me know what you think of them as well. All that is in linked in the description of this episode of this podcast, and you can also check out the official Spotify and YouTube playlist for this podcast, where you'll be able to find all the songs I've talked about on my show so far, including some of the ones that I've mentioned, interview episodes of this podcast. We'll love it if you can go do that. I would really, really appreciate it if you can go on there and listen to what other music I've talked about on my show so far, so that way you can get a good idea for the kind of songs I talk about in my podcast. And if you listen to this playlist and gives you some ideas for some songs to talk about next on my podcast that I haven't yet, please email those ideas to me at samltwilliamicloud.com. You can also reach out to me on Instagram at iHeartOldies and let me know some ideas for some songs to talk about next on my podcast that I haven't yet. And you can also check out the official Redbubble merch store for this podcast. You'll be able to find the super cool merch logo that I personally had designed for this podcast. It's a really, really cool sort of, design that goes along with my podcast perfectly. It fits it like a glove. It's the catchphrase I say in the end of every episode, and keep on trucking until I find the name of the podcast in the bottom. Would love it if you could please let me know what you think of that. Please also let me know what you think of the prices of each item in the store. I really, really appreciate that as well. You can do that by emailing me at samltwilliamicloud.com, or you can also reach out to me on Instagram at iHeartOldies. And last but not least, please do check out the official music video for Keeper in My Back Pocket. I love this song so much. It's a really, really good song, and I love the music video for it too. It's a really, really well done music video, and I'm so happy that I got to do that, because I never thought in a million years I'd be able to do that. But it's such a great video, and I love that music, that song so much. It's really, really cool. So please do check out all those things. We're all in all those links are in the description of this episode of this podcast. And if you're coming to my show on August 3rd, definitely let me know. Please email me at samltwilliamicloud.com and let me know if you're coming, because I'd love to see you there. I'm on at 9:30. There's a $10 cover, so I really, really appreciate it if you can come. So definitely let me know if you like to go, because I would really, really appreciate it if you could. I'm Sam Williams, and thank you for joining me for this week's episode of my podcast, The Millennial Throwback Machine. Till next week, please keep these beats.